around the time I lost my sight, I was just really, really against anything having to do with being blind. I never voiced that opinion. No one will ever tell you that I sat up there and said, man, I hate being blind. And I never really said that and seriously mean it unless, like, it's something that I wanted to see. Like, I really wish I could remember what my baby sister looked like. She turned 13 today. You know what I'm saying? The only memories I got of her are memories of when she was a baby. And I wonder what my sister looks like growing up. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I hate about not being able to see. I don't get to see people I help, you know, contribute to raise and grow. I don't get to see them grow.
Public school was terrible. I was tired of failing. I was fed up. I want to go to TSBBI. I want to go to the blind school. I wonder what it's like. I want to know what it's like.
For those of you who are new to TSBVI, our campus rules are be safe, be respectful, be responsible, and be a participant. Have a great school year, everybody.
At the beginning of the school year, I felt very homesick. I'd been made fun of in the past, and I thought, okay, this is another school that's gonna make fun of me. And these are more kids that are gonna make fun of me, and they're not gonna like me. I was very shy back then. I didn't say anything to anybody. People were talking to other people, and I was thinking, why am I in the shell? Why am I not talking to people?
Your left. Way down there.
I hear it, I just don't see it.
That's way down the other end.
Oh, now I hear it. Here it is. It was hard talking to people. It was really hard because I talk to people, but then I go back into my shell.
Since I've been blind, and mobility training, braille, everything. It's all new to me.
Today, I had planned to introduce a new cluster for you, so a new group of words.
Yay.
This is just to see how fluently you can read. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Liquidity, also.
Already?
Already across.
You're doing great because it's really hard to track those. That's good. You want to try it one more time?
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
I suppose.
I'll take that as a yes.
Okay.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to cross one loop.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You've got some push buttons behind you that are kind of sticking out, but we want to go ahead and push one. The one on the left is going to be to cross one loop. The one on the right is going to be to cross 45th.
Okay. This one?
That's it.
It was super hard to ask for help. Also, kind of in denial, saying I don't need to use a cane or anything.
Okay, so you want to line yourself up, get in your ready position. Intersections to your left, near side parallels left behind. Shoulder to shoulder. Yep. Slow down and keep your head about you in the intersection. Thank you. Good job. Now we got a button back here to push. Remember, the one on the left is going to give you more time. Okay, now you also remember that with any warning signal like that, we don't start a crossing, we don't do anything.
Yeah.
Take a breath, you're doing great. All right, one more time around. You can do it. You're already doing it, kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
I just felt just stupid because I couldn't just sit there pretending I could do things all by myself when I needed help. It was just kind of scary because, you know, it was really it, you know.
When a kid goes to the school for the blind, they assign you to a dorm. Me, personally, I stayed in those dorms for about 6 years. When I was 17, I decided that I had to get my own crib, so I legally emancipated. That's a rule. When you're 17, you can get your own crib.
This is my living room, straight up. It's my kitchen. It's pretty self-explanatory.
So I ended up being roommates with my homeboy, JP. He's another kid that goes to the school for the blind, and we both just clicked up. We had always been friends forever, so, you know, we figured it'd work out. The upside to having your own apartment, man, is you have nobody to tell you what to do.
Yes, I need to find out some information about my bill and dispute a couple things about it.
But sometimes it is a bit scary to be the only one worrying about what you gotta do.
March soldier, left, right, left, right, the angel of death's calling the soul.
My rap name is 1-2-C, as in I am 1-2-C. I got it on my hat, 1-2-C-E-E.
Learn something about the lesson. I'm giving mics the blessing. And what you don't understand, I'm probably the best Texan.
Music is my escape from reality. No one is in between me, them headphones, and that mic.
March soldier, left, right, left, right, left, right. The angel of death's calling your soul. Damn.
In my past, I used music more or less to be angry. It proved to be a lot better than having to go to a counselor once a week when I could go home every single day and record a song.
Now, let's see how it sounded. Sounded nice to me.
I do remember me hitting the concrete pretty hard. And it hurt. My grandpa took me to the eye doctor. The doctor said he needs to get to Dallas right now because his retina's detaching. When the retina detached in my left eye, I was 14 years old.
We were not prepared for Isaac's blindness. I don't think anybody's ever prepared for that.
And we got down there to that Texas retinal place.
Texas retina
and
city.
We saw the doctors and everything, you know. They said that he needed surgery because his retinal had detached from the bottom. And they came out and told us, said, well, we can't do nothing because the hospital won't accept them unless you've got the money to pay it.
And we didn't have insurance at the time. It was in the process of getting it, but we hadn't got it yet. We sat here, we prayed, we cried,
yeah.
You know, and Chester said, I'm going to go rob a bank. I will. I'll rob a bank. I've got to do something.
We come back home, and the next morning, I woke up. I was blind. My retina detached completely overnight.
I think at that time, had they done surgery, I think he would have kept his sight.
Well, the drive from my house down to Dallas is 112 miles. I know my grandpa was praying. I hope he ain't gonna go completely blind. I hope the surgery will help him. God, please don't let him lose his sight. I think losing my sight really gave me to thinking who I am, what I can do, and what I will do in my life. I say all the time I'm going to be the first blind president, and I think a lot of people don't really believe me, but I really don't really care what they think because I know what I am capable of doing and what I'm not capable of doing.
We're God-fearing people, and perhaps there's something out there that God don't want him to see or wants him to see with his heart.
I miss my sisters. I miss them. I don't like being away from them for a long time.
Ready?
Yeah. Y'all play catch with me?
Angela called it. I could
watch these.
Father, and while we gather here today as family and friends, I ask that you would bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, we ask.
Amen. 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 Now, who laughed?
That was... I was... she squeezed my hand. She squeezed my hand. She squeezed my hand.
The only real clear pictures in my head are my sisters and my mama. And I'm kind of scared about that because I'm not sure exactly how different they look now than how they look back when I could see.
It's hereditary. Me and my eldest brother were both legally blind. The brother next to me, he had the retina surgery and everything. He can see. My sister next to him.
He can't see as good as he wants to, though.
No, no. Some days I can walk out and all of a sudden I can't see anything. When it first happened, I walked outside and I was walking up towards the front, and all of a sudden, everything just went red. It's like when you have your eyes closed and the sun is beaming in your eyes. That's all I seen. I went through it with Chas when he lost his eyesight, but because I had to. He was 9 years old. But when I lost mine, I was just lost, so it affects me every day.
As soon as I have enough bread, my ultimate dream is to move them with me. You know what I'm saying? So I know can't let it happen to her.
Wait, didn't you have to wait
before? Texas, go for the blind. Program I'm in, it's the dual enrollment program with McCallum. I think it's a really good thing. Teachers over there, they don't just pass you because you're blind. They actually expect you to, you know, do your work like any sighted kid would.
Ladies and gentlemen, open your books up to page 57, please. Act 3. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, to die, to sleep no more.
I've always liked school, but it's changed in the way that now I'm more driven and I want to work harder to do good because a lot of people stereotype blind people as like they're all dumb, and it just makes me want to work harder and to get good grades and to show people that, you know, blind people aren't stupid. We're just like anybody else, we just can't see.
And King and Queen asked Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to do what?
Spy on him.
Spy on him. Why didn't they have any luck?
Because he knew.
Yeah, Hamlet knows.
This year I'd like to be valedictorian to show people that I'm smart, that I actually care, and I want to go on and go to college and make my mom proud.
Guys, remember, Friday is the last day of the 6 weeks. So if you have missing work, get it turned in. Bye, guys. Bye, Megan. Bye.
When I was in middle school in Dallas, I tried to get in a play once. I came to auditions, and they gave me a print copy. And they said, what, you can't read print? I said, no, I'm visually impaired. They told me, you're blind, you can't see. How are you going to be in a play? They were probably worried about me falling off the stage. You know, it hurt my feelings. It just upset me. So when I got down here and I heard there was a play, I was like, oh, I'm going to try out for that.
Okay, folks. Welcome to the first rehearsal / read-through of Into the Woods. What I'd like to do is go around the table, and if you could just say your name and the character you're playing.
I'm Denise, and I play Cinderella.
It was very exciting that I actually got into something and was not turned down.
Where the light's at? Yo, about that light thing. See that orange cord?
Hey,
So I'm sitting in the room, but it's dark anyway. Over some electric bill that ain't paid. But on the cool, dog, it don't really bother me. But on the cooler side, it's about to swallow me. All I can do is get my lights back. At the same time, get my life on track.
Are you going to be back by Friday, fool? Because, I mean, if not, send me something, dog. This is... See, the lights are out. I'm going on 8 days right now, dog. 8 days. You know me, I don't ever act poor. You know what I'm saying? But I'm starting to feel like that way right now. Nigga, I can't even watch Family Guy. You know how that affects me?
On the cool, I could talk a little bit more about my situation and how poor I owe. Everybody in the world talking me down, but it's like I'm the only real cat in the town, except for my dogs and poor Rodwick. It's on the shirt, homie, if you don't believe it. If I gotta give it to you so exquisite, eventually I'll see you again without this shit.
You know, this computer setup.
We gotta record.
Good for you. Code for you. Max up. My pictures and my music. Floor of enter.
The streets is where I'm from, the hood is where I relax. Where we rolling 24s and gangsters, we packing gats. And Hook just kind of hypnotized me whenever I heard it. I hit the chorus and then I come in after this. Not too many people hustle the way that I have. All like running at the end of the half. Over 20 to 30, 40 to 50 to half. Chaz, mother, the rest of the thing, needed a bath. I got a hummer, they 45 and he quick to blast. Sister, like, for the fun, she quick to smash. She's a natural husband, Chris, when you fuck up a chance, bitch ass, stuff.
I never really dealt with the fact that I couldn't see. I never really dealt with it, which is why I'm making this album, and that's going to be the hardest damn song for me to write. And I haven't wrote it yet, but I've had the title since I started rapping. It's going to be called Through the Eyes of Me. Through the Eyes of Me, you're probably gonna fuck with me, because I never dealt with it. My whole perception has changed completely. I'm sure of it. When I was 10, I went in and I had my last surgery. I went to sleep with sight, and I woke up, and it was like I couldn't see. I still had the same kind of visual memory, and it's never really just kind of like left. And I know it's weird to have visual memory around a place that you haven't been before, but it's actually weird because... coming to a place like this, I got a mind in my head what it might look like. I don't know what color the walls are. I know it's brick, so it could either be, you know what I'm saying, white, red, and something. But for the most part, I think it's white. At least over there, because, you know, chalky residue and shit. And I automatically assume that, you know, steps are cement. And I automatically assume that this is silver. And I don't know what color it really may be, but that's what I automatically assume, and that's what I visualize. It's not because I can see it, but it's because it's a visual memory pattern in my head that got stuck. But just hearing things, it'll trigger my memory, man. I hear the birds, leaves rustling, man. I can almost feel a tree moving. It's like I can see them moving, but I know they ain't moving. I know trees over there and trees right up there, but... See, now they ain't moving. So I have no kind of perception that they're there unless I'm standing right under it. You know, if I'm not paying attention to it, I can't see nothing. Nothing in my head pops up.
This is Chastity Coverly. She's from Red Oak. She's 14. She's sweet when she wants to be. But sweet most of the time. We've been seeing each other for like a month tomorrow. And she's really cool.
The friend that he has to ask me out told me a little bit about him. She told me like that he's 15 and he's from Paris, Texas. A little weird.
A little?
Hush.
I just got called.
I have to.
I used to be really bad at being boy crazy. I would go around saying I like this person, I like that person, you know. But I came here, and I like Johnny Nolan a little bit as a boyfriend, but my mom told me you're not allowed to date boys yet. You're not ready.
All right, Denise, are you ready? Set, go. That's it. Good job. Push it, push it.
Boys are cool.
Stretch it out. I mean, nice,
they're nice. They're sweet. They're cool.
Go.
Go, Johnny. Boys are off my league right now. I like them as friends, but not as boyfriends. Torture, the torture. Where are the candles at?
Tammy, can I sit by Jim?
You sure can.
Who's going to sit where?
Denise wants to be the queen and sit at the end of the table since it's her day, Johnny, and you sit to her right.
Sweet 16. It's a one in a lifetime thing.
Yay! Denise gets the first piece.
Denise gets the biggest piece.
Does she?
Yes, that's the tradition.
Can I please have y'all's attention?
What's up, Denise?
I want to thank everybody.
Me?
She said everyone.
It's hard to say. No, it's okay.
Yes,
we can. Need it ready.
Okay.
Are you emotional about your 16th birthday? A little emotional?
No, I usually at my birthday. No one had shown up, and everyone I think I was a B-word. So
I did not have no invitations sent out, except for the friends who were blind. I did not have nothing. I only had like two friends to show up, if even. No, I just want to thank everyone for coming to my birthday party.
Thank you, Hayley. Yay. Yay. You know what? I didn't just come to your birthday party. I came to your birthday party with love.
Well, I'm glad I have so many friends like y'all.
Huh?
I'm glad that I had this birthday party at the dorm. It made me happy. And also what made me happy this morning is that my mom called at about 6:50. And my mom and dad sang happy birthday. So I was really happy about that.
Words of wisdom today? Enjoy your childhood while you can, because once it's gone, it's gone, and it's not coming back.
Cool. Check this place out. There's a menu on the wall. I can't read it.
You say you can't read it, can you?
Huh?
You can't read it, can you?
No, I can't.
God damn it.
Hey.
I have some branch in that thing, but I don't know where to put the thing.
The
little cup thing. Oh, there it goes. I found it.
You like a new routine? Oh,
yeah. I forgot that. Hey, it's weird.
They're really thick, huge, and look at the regular size of the onion ring.
Jesus Christ. The whole freaking onion.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger ring. You're a special girl, can I say? My girlfriend's special. She's very special.
Stop singing.
It's not nice.
When you gonna get a MySpace page?
Never. That's for people that have no likes.
You don't like MySpace because?
Because I just think it's... I mean, I think it's great and all, and everybody in the world has it, but I don't... It's not for me. I don't like it. And plus, computers piss me off.
Ah.
I'm not skipping school, dog. You're talking to me like I'm skipping school.
No, I know you're not. I'm not. I know you're not skipping school.
Okay, well, stop talking to me like I'm skipping school.
Okay. I'm not talking to you like that.
Well, I mean, that's what you think. You just got to be in class. Well, apparently, I got to go to Saturday school because I kind of, like, missed 6 days of school unintentionally. Well, maybe one of those days. I guess from 8 to 12 on Saturday, I'll be in school. And next week from 8 to 12 on Saturday, I'll be in school, so.
I got this message last night from my mama. Made me really happy.
Hey, honey, this your mommy. I still want to see if you want to come home. I'm going to go get your fish tomorrow. Already. Love you. Bye.
The next message I received from everybody else is my mother never made it to the Greyhound station. I don't know. Well, your mom said that you were supposed to be coming. She said she was buying your ticket.
Hello?
Hey, Granny. Have you talked to Mama? Lord, I need to know something. If Mama didn't buy the ticket, I'd rather much her tell me, son, I didn't buy the ticket. This is why I left. I can't depend on no fucking body. You see how many times my mama let me down.
I don't know why you got your hopes up in the first place.
She makes her other priorities before she even thinks of a son anymore. Anybody get in contact with her, put a red flag in my mama food or something. Call your son. He's important, you know. Everything seems to be crumbling down, but I will never, ever let a single boulder touch me. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of school, straight up. Like, I heard of senioritis, but this is it to the fullest. I'm letting you know now, straight up, that I haven't been going to school lately. I'm walking down the hall through McCallum, sifting through people as usual. Try not to trip nobody. You know, your counselor needs to see you in the office. I'm like, all right. So I go. It's like, hey, Jasmine, how's it going? I'm like, yeah, how's it going, sir? It's like, yeah, we're just letting you know that you have some credits that aren't finished. So what are you telling me? Well, if you want to graduate, you know, then you're going to have to come back next year. It just feels like every single time we take a step forward, we don't have a choice but to take a step backwards. I thought about it, and I said, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and get my GED then. I'm smart. I know I'm smart. And a lot of people will probably really, really think differently of me because of this. Why would you drop out your senior year? Why would you do anything like that your senior year? I will go to the next level at a community college and will get in where I fit in, where I need to be. It's just as far as high school is, I'm through. F it.
People have actually come up to me and say, hey, do you want to film my face to see what I look like? It's like, hello, personal space. I don't really remember the last thing I saw or person or... I wish I could, but I can't. When I was 17 months old, I was diagnosed with retinoblastoma, which is cancer of the retinas. And I've had limited vision until I was 16, and then I lost all my vision. They're not really sure why. They think it was because of the radiation I had when I was a baby, but they don't really know. Most people in my age group that have retinoblastoma have lost both their eyes. So I was lucky to have vision for as long as I did. I used to wear really, really thick glasses. When I first went blind, I wore my glasses for like 5 months afterward, and I just tried to pretend like nothing happened for a little while. I wouldn't stop wearing them because I was still hoping that, you know, I could see. You know, I'd worn glasses all my life and I took them off and they were gone, you know, which is kind of weird, but. What I see now is like really, really thick fog, and you can kind of see kind of blobs, but sometimes. And sometimes you really can't. It's just a big blur of light. It's weird. It's really frustrating sometimes because I can almost see something, or at least I think I can. And then it's like, I try and I can't see it still, so. Colors. I miss colors a lot. Pink and the purple and the blue. I miss the sunset. That's cheesy, but it's true. But I still see, just not with my eyes, and a lot of people don't get that. and they have to go through it to actually know what it feels like, so.
I'm nervous, you know. I'm very nervous about different stuff happening. I hope I get all my lines right. And I'm thinking it's gonna get better. Cause, I mean, if you keep practicing, it'll get better.
Once upon a time,
I wish
in a far off kingdom,
more than anything,
young maiden,
more than a
sad young lad,
more than jewels, I wish.
Basically, my first line is I wish.
Everyone on this stage wants something. In every play, in every movie, in real life, actually, most all interaction is kind of about wanting something. What does Cinderella want?
To go to the festival.
She wants to go to the festival. She wants a man.
Cinderella wishes for her prince. Sometimes I wish I had a guy that would just be nice and not be so aggressive, because all the guys I've tried to be friends with or girlfriend with, you know, they've been aggressive, so. Yeah, I'm partly Cinderella, but not really.
The king has given a festival. I wish to go to the festival. I wish.
Oh, shit. I want to go home. For a few years, I didn't think I could do anything. I thought, oh, I'm just stupid, I can't do it. But showing myself that I could actually do something just, you know, kind of built it up, and I thought, you know what? Maybe I can. Maybe I can do stuff, and I'm just not giving myself enough credit.
Her social skills are better, her attitude's better. She's more outgoing than ever. To see her go down there and do something with herself, it's worth it. I think the first couple of months we were both homesick. She was homesick to come home and I was homesick for her to come home. So it was tough the first few months.
I think it's toughest on her.
She cries a lot. When I leave, she doesn't want me to leave. And when I come back, she's so excited.
And they fight like cats and dogs, like sisters, but
she starts
they miss each other.
No.
Do
you start it?
You'll finish it.
Oh, here we go again.
You little.
That's it. All right, that's it. Dodgeball. No. Oh.
Bye bye.
Whoa.
Isaac. Wow, that's pretty sad. I broke up with Isaac because his stupid ass cheated on me.
Pretty much, she said that she didn't want like a boyfriend now because she has too much stuff going on, like school and guest cheerleading. And she don't want to be tied down with a relationship right now. And I understand.
I told him we're not friends and it's over.
She said that we could still be friends. And so far, it ain't really being friends.
I lost my vision last year in October. I was like, oh man. Now I'm this blind kid that don't know nothing, don't even know what, how to be a blind person. I feel like an oddball because my life literally changed.
I have something that's called optic nerve hypoplasia, which is a shortened nerve of the eye, which means that it never grew out fully. And my vision, it's not good now. It's very, I can see stuff, but I can't see, like, that good. Sometimes it blacks out, which means that I can't see nothing at all. It would just all of a sudden go black. I mean, I would be walking and everything would just disappear out of nowhere. It's like a black screen. You wouldn't see anything. It was all pitch black. I had no vision whatsoever. I was just standing here trying to see if anything was around and I couldn't see nothing. All I heard was birds and stuff. The first time that happened, I freaked out. How on earth is my vision gonna come back? When is it gonna come back? My mom is just like, you're going up too quick. I said, well, that's basically me. She wants to have a prom talk with me on the phone. So I'm like,
she does.
Yeah.
A prom talk?
A prom talk. It's telling me, you know, what to be careful for, what to watch out for.
Yep.
Any boys get too close, you know. Some of the guys at her school are really touchy. I said, I'm not going to let them. I said, I can really as easily tell them where to back off. They're gonna have good music. They're gonna have good food.
Good.
I'm gonna be wearing a beautiful dress and getting all this stuff done to me. I felt a little bit like a queen. My mom just told me to be careful and have fun for her and have fun for me too. So I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I'm excited because I've never actually been to one of these things. I've been to dances, but never to a prom, so I'm dancing around like crazy. Dateless, but I will. Ha! It's okay. What'd you have?
Morningstar Burger.
Okay. I'm the kind of person that wants to succeed in whatever I do.
It's a 450.
4, 5, 0. Catch total 4, 5, 0. 15.
My goal for the future is to get a master's in social work and an LPC, which is a licensed professional counselor, and either work for a school or a hospital, or eventually I want my own practice. A lot of blind people, they don't try. They just think that, oh, well, I'm blind. I can't do as good as everyone else. Well, I always wanted to prove people wrong. I don't let my blindness stop me from what I want to do in life. I can overcome it and be what I want to be.
This is the Travis Lighthouse for the Blind in Austin, Texas. What I do here is I do crazy stuff, man. I do, like, contracts for, like, the Army, the Navy, stuff like that, straight up. My job is building chin straps, which they put on bulletproof helmets, something crazy like that. I just do the work. Strap this on, piece by piece, basically. Throw it in the box, And that's how the magic is made in my section. Hey, Ernest.
Yeah?
You got any more pads?
Pads?
Yeah.
Sure.
Where's your bucket? Oh, nah, here we go. All right.
Chad,
uh-huh.
I have your check here.
All right. Oh, I'm doing big things.
All right. That sounds good.
Appreciate it. I guess this is what it's like to be grown. I mean, here, 32, 33, 34, 35. Jasmine? Oh, I'm
Jasmine. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought
it was cool.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You dropped a money order last week.
Yeah.
You remember for your rent?
Yeah.
But the supervisor says you cannot pay like a part of your rent. You have to pay the all rent you want.
Well, I only pay my half of the rent because that's how much, you know, it's two of us on the lease.
Yes, yes. But she said you have to talk to your roommate. So I have your money order.
Yeah, yeah, word up.
Here's the money order that you gave me.
Appreciate it.
And they say you need to talk to your roommate and drop the whole rent.
Yeah, yeah, I can.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
What's this shit say?
You're hereby ordered to appear for a hearing on the below-mentioned matter before the presiding judge on June 22nd. Suit by plaintiff to evict you and regain possession of the premises you occupy. Failure to appear for trial may result in a default judgment being entered against you. You may employ an attorney. Please review the attached petition.
That's an eviction notice.
They told me that I wasn't allowed to go to school there. I really want to. I wish I could. TSB was really the place for me. I shouldn't have made mistakes like I did. And that I would take anything to change what I did. Down TSB, I was with a lot of kids that are like me, but here in Paris, I'm the only one this whole entire school with a cane. That's weird. I feel like I'm an oddball.
Excuse me.
I don't fit in and stuff. A lot of people don't understand what it does to a blind person when a lot of other people don't like them. I just wish that they just go blind for maybe a couple of days just to see what it's like. Maybe they change their minds about me. Living in the country is quiet. I like to come outside, play with my dogs, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy the noise of the animals and stuff. I do like to just think about stuff. Think about my life. Every act, good or bad, has a consequence. I think that's a lesson that everybody should learn. Because that kind of lesson it's all of a sudden it pops up and hits you square in the chest. I just let the days go on until I get out of high school.
People have helped me out here. People have showed me the way. I think it's heaven here. I mean, I really do.
All right, folks, listen up. Every line in the play is important to the audience's understanding, and so it's so important that you speak up, speak loudly, speak clearly, have no fear. We're gonna tighten it up, right?
Uh-huh.
What are we gonna do? Tighten it up. Get it right.
Everybody
needs to calm down. And you know what? It's a
packed house. I hope that I just don't mess up. And if I do, then just go on. You know, you gotta go on no matter what.
That was good.
I am so nervous right now. I can't even see straight.
Place is for the top of the show.
Okay, what, ready? Once upon a time,
I was
in a far off kingdom.
I was sick of the festival.
I wish it had the ball.
When Cinderella presented herself and tried on the blood soaked slipper, it fit like a glove.
I gotta get stuff out of the bathroom, my shampoo and stuff out of the other bathroom.
I thought you were gonna have all this done.
It is, Mom.
Meg.
Mother.
God.
Everything? Pretty sure, yeah.
When she lost her vision, and it was devastating for her. She had no social life, no friends. She had no self-esteem. And she came here, and she got her self-esteem back.
It is now my pleasure to introduce to you the valedictorian of the 2006 graduating class. Please welcome Megan McCormick.
Graduation day is here. We finally made it. I would like to thank my parents for being there for me no matter what I did, and always telling me that whether I was blind or not, I could do anything I wanted. Hold on. And to the seniors of 06, I would like to say good luck in wherever life takes you. Always keep in mind the words of Helen Keller. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. We're here, we finally made it. Give yourselves a hand. I'll miss you all.
Megan Nicole McCormick.
Nothing I could do to change the facts. You know I tried, you know I tried.
You can find us on the corners rocking nice things. At least to us, just some white tees and nice jeans. Maybe Gucci shades on and some ice creams. But we ain't worried about that, we really like fiends. You know we grew up with respect, that's what the folks get. And if a nigga doing bad, we'll slide the boy hit.
in the last 12 months, man, I can tell you honestly that it has not been a smooth path. It's been real rocky.
I feel like dropping out was the stupidest decision I ever made in my life.
All I need is to know that I can make a way for myself, man. Because if there's no way to make a way for myself, then all I really need is my music. I don't need nothing else, because that's the only thing that has helped me through this rocky-ass year.
I'm ready, man. I've been waiting to do this song for a year. I put off writing Through the Eyes of Me because I've always been afraid to.
Everybody treats me different since I lost my sight. Grandmother is still worried it's gonna be all right. I took off to Austin, Texas on my very first flight. The only time I cried about being blind was the first night.
The only time I cried about being blind was the first night. That's the strongest line to me, because what kid wouldn't be frustrated with just losing their sight and not getting to see everything that they wanted to see? Man, when I finally finished that song, I felt just straight euphoria, bro. Just nothing but happiness. It's all about pushing yourself, man. That's what Through the Eyes of Me is.
I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. Inside of my heart, a familiar zone. My soul's torn from this way, that way. Is this the way it's supposed to be? No matter who I ride with, it's still through the eyes. Everybody treats me different since I lost my sight. Grandmother is still worried it's gonna be alright. I took off to Austin, Texas on my very first flight. The only time I cried about being blind was the first night. Mama came in the room just to calm me down. Things seemed so much different from my funky town. But the school that I was in, they gave me no education. Mama cussed the back, using all of her frustration.
Takes you.